Now we are in the outbreak mode, where we are treating the typhoid issue as an outbreak. We have so far 31 confirmed cases of typhoid and over 400 cases of suspected typhoid cases. So we are following up on all those people. But what we have done is we are upping our surveillance programs, our education programs, to make sure that every resident of Harare gets the information on typhoid and they are prepared and they know the do's and don'ts to do with typhoid.
Why are the cases continuing to grow? Are they not taking heed of what you are teaching them?
No, the cases are not growing as you are alleging. The rate of growth is actually very low because of the education that we are giving out to the people. Because we are giving people education, and for you to suggest that the cases are growing, I think it's not fair, because we are managing to contain the cases. In fact, of those 31 people that I have told you, the majority of them, if not all, have been cured, and they are now safe. They are now even doing their daily calls at home. Is that a cumulative figure that we say each case that we have attended to and confirmed as a type of case, when we report it as part of the cumulative figure?
We understand that there are two cases that were noticed at Merrick. What are you doing to make sure that it is contained?
What we are doing is we are increasing our education campaigns even at Merrick, and we are visiting the area to educate the people at Merrick, to inspect their toilets, to inspect the way they handle their food, and all the other open-air venues in Harare.